We are an association that covers all of Grey Bruce. We have our members are builders, developers, real estate agents, and anything to do with the trades, basically. And myself as the president, I'm there to lead and support our members to ensure they have the proper resources, advocacy, and networking opportunities to help them succeed.
What kind of a region do you cover? Because geographically, there would be some very differences between the Bruce Peninsula and we'll say, Lake Huron or even Georgian Bay.
Yeah, we do have actually a fairly large region. So basically anything in Greater Bruce from, you know, Kincardine all the way up to the town of Blue Mountains. So a very large large area.
I know you're both president and you run your own business. Tell me about where you operate your own personal business, Derek, and where you're centered out of and what you're seeing.
So yeah, we're a third generation builder, Seaman & Sons Builders out of Southampton. So we see a lot of growth in this area. Things are maybe not quite as busy as they were a year ago, but still with tourism here and Bruce Power moving along fairly quickly with their MCR, it's been very busy in this area.
Derek, you probably already answered it, but where and why are you seeing such growth in your region, be it Sogging Shores towards Lake Huron?
A lot of it's been Bruce Power, but also tourism. You know, I think with things in the Muskokas getting more expensive, we've had a lot of customers come up this way from, you know, instead of going to the Muskokas, we've had a lot of growth in tourism and people wanting to live in a smaller area and wanting to move out of the city.
Derek Seaman is our guest, president of the Grey Bruce Home Builders and Trades Association. You were talking when we were setting this up about net zero homes, and it was something that you were quite excited about. Can you give us an idea and a concept of what net zero homes pertains to?
Yeah, definitely. The net zero home is a home that produces as much energy as it consumes in a year. So basically, we're able to put the house through an energy model. You know, decide what type of insulation, windows, HVAC systems we're putting in, and then basically we're able to model that house, see how much energy it would use in a year, and then offset that energy usage by the appropriate amount of solar panels. And a lot of times we're also tying in backup electric systems like a Tesla backup battery.
Where did the concept come from, Derek? Was it something that was developed in our region?
No, it wasn't necessarily developed in our region. Net Zero Homes is through the Canadian Home Builders Association. It kind of evolved through the R2000 program that was developed in the 80s in Canada. So it was kind of the evolution of that. So energy efficient homes, but then paired with solar panels and great indoor air quality.
And Derek, is there a demand for this kind of housing, or is it something that you would recommend to somebody that approaches Seaman & Sons or anybody in the Home Builders and Trades Association wanting to build a new property?
Yeah, it is seem to be something that people are starting to ask for, net zero homes. People are interested in energy efficiency and lowering their carbon footprint. So, you know, in the past, some of the energy efficient things were maybe not as high in people's lists of their wants and needs, but now it seems to be that people are excited about it, you know, producing energy and having power. You know, the other thing is they have power when the electricity grid's down. So, yeah, it's definitely something that seems to be moving forward quite a bit in the industry.
Last couple of questions for Derek Seaman, the president of the Grey Bruce Home Builders and Trades Association, joining us today on Home Base. We've talked earlier in the program about interest rates and how they impact buyers in our region and right across the country. What about from a building and from a development standpoint? How significant is the impact of interest rates and falling interest rates of late?
Yeah, like it definitely impacted the business to start. Like I haven't seen a whole lot of uptick yet from the most current reductions in the interest rate. The 30-year amortization, I think, will help out a lot, you know, helping things be a little more affordable.
What challenges are the association facing when it comes to municipal guidelines and legislation?
Yeah, that is always something we advocate with not only the Grey Bruce Home Builders, but also the Ontario and the Canadian Home Builders Association. So there's always more red tape they put up in front of us, and we work with our municipality. We have a municipal liaison committee that we talk to different municipalities about and see if we can advocate for our association, our members, to make some of the rules a little easier and make it a little less expensive and costly to start new subdivisions and develop new homes.
From your standpoint, Derek, whether we're talking about Sogging Shores or Aaron Eldersley or Georgian Bluffs, are the municipalities receptive to what the builders are saying?
Yeah, they've all been great to deal with. You know, they look to, especially with net zero homes and a few other items, they're interested in that because they're all have a mandate to, you know, get lower their carbon footprint, be more energy efficient. So With that alone, and then all the other things, like the government has just changed a lot of the rules lately, so they seem very receptive to work with us and move things forward.
Looking forward, I know that there's a lot of seniority in some of the names of the builders, and in fact, you're a third generation. What's the opportunity and need for new and younger members to become involved in these trades?
I think there's a great opportunity for a lot of trades. We had a membership drive there a month or two ago in Southampton, and the more members we can get, the more clout we have as an overall group. So I think to get a few more members in, we've had some plumbers and electricians join, and the more members, the better. We have a better footprint in the community, and so I think it's great if we can get a few more members.
Derek, looking towards the future, how significant would it be for somebody how big would the opportunity be for somebody in their early 20s to take up a trade based on the amount of building and construction and renovation that goes on in our region?
I think it's a great opportunity for young people right now. They're the trades are, their average age of a tradesman is getting older and older, and there's lots of work out here to be done, and we're going to need a lot more. So I think it's a great industry to get into, especially any of the licensed trades, carpentry, electrician, plumbing. There's so many opportunities.
And finally, did I miss anything? Is there anything that you're extremely excited about going forward with the association?
I'm just excited to see it grow. We've actually hired a new executive officer, Melissa Shank, so she's running things in our office for us. So she's been great for us and really helping us expand and organize things. So yeah, she's been great for our community.